Trump at G7, Cartels Control Mexico. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on June 18, 2026. Drug cartels control Mexico, and the country's president Claudia Sheinbaum is too afraid to do anything about it, said U.S. President Donald J. Trump during a speech at the G7 summit. The U.S. president warned that his government would be stepping in to do what Mexico won't. During his speech, Trump asserted that the smuggling of drugs by water had seen more than a 90% decrease, and that the main focus now would be the drugs entering the U.S. by land. "They come through Mexico," he said. "Mexico has lost control of their country. The cartels control Mexico, and it's sad. México ha perdido el control de su país. Los carteles controlan México." Desde el G7 en Francia, el presidente de Estados Unidos, Donald Trump, habló del narcotráfico en México. Más en pic.twitter.com/easyua6jpglx. Joaquín López Dóriga, at López Dóriga, June 17, 2026. Trump said that he considers Sheinbaum a good woman but a scared woman, and that the cartels were totally running Mexico. The comments come at a time of rising tensions between the U.S. and Mexico, as Sheinbaum has been working to protect several of her country's top politicians who are under U.S. indictments and others under investigation for their alleged ties to drug cartels. As Breitbart Texas reported earlier this year, the U.S. Department of Justice criminally indicted the sitting governor of Sinaloa, Ruben Rocamoya, and 9 of his closest allies on drug trafficking conspiracy charges, accusing them of working for the Sinaloa cartel. Since Rocamoya hails from Sheinbaum's Morena party, the Mexican president has worked to protect him and publicly claimed that there is no evidence of wrongdoing on Rocamoya's part, and that the allegations against him were politically motivated by the U.S. far right, which was working to remove the progressive Morena party from power. The Morena party was started by Sheinbaum's mentor Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who is a personal friend of Rocamoya. Sheinbaum has also worked to shield other top Mexican politicians, including the governors of Tamaulipas and Sonora, as well as a former governor of Tabasco, who are all under investigation in the United States. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.